विदराग भय क्रोधा मन मया मान सा बहवो ज्ञान तथा भूता मद भाव मावत दिस इज ए भय इन फैक्ट्री spoken by Lord Krishna in the fourth chapter, verse number 10.
The leading text on the Kathiam Shakita of the Bhagavad Gita and Sishiro, et sans libérer de tout attachement, peur et colère, et sans pleinement absorber en moi, et prenant refuge en moi, beaucoup, beaucoup de personnes dans le passé se sont purifiées avec cette connaissance de moi et tous atteignirent l'amour transcendantal pour moi, ainsi que le Sri Krishna dans le quatrième chapitre de la Bible.
Vidurava means freed from attachment. Bhaya means fearful. And krodha means anger. So, being freed from these material qualities.
Vishwaraja is your liberated to the attachment, and Daya is your purge. The krodha is your clarity. Donc, la signification, c'est que on est liberated to the attachment.
In the material existence, at the present moment, we are very much attached to the material enjoyment. That is called raga. And if we cannot fulfill our desire, then there is krodha, anger. And accompanied by krodha and attachment, there is always a tendency of fearfulness.
Dans ce moment matériel, on se donne presque toujours attaché à quelques gratifications sensorielles et mondaines. Et lorsqu'on ne peut pas assouvir ce désir, il y a le rôle, il y a la colère, il y a la fatigue. Et le compagnie de cette attachement, cette colère, c'est aussi la joie. On se dit pas sûr que ce soit une problème.
Donc, Krishna fait. Krishna means, when I speak Krishna, Krishna means the all-attracting Supreme Personality of God. So, Mammaya, when one becomes attached to God, giving up the attachment of this material sense pleasure, when one becomes attachment must be there, either this way or that way. If he does not become attached to the Supreme Being, then we must be attached to this material environment. Therefore, he says, Vidurāya, giving up the attachment of this material law, when you transfer your attachment to Krishna or the Supreme Being, manmaya, not upāsthita. Upāsthita means taking shelter of. Unless you take shelter of Krishna or his representative, there is no possibility of being detached from this material environment. Bhava means many. Jnana tapasa. By knowledge and austerity. Bhava jnana tapasa. That's right. Puta means purified. Jnana tapasa purified. Puta, madhbhava mahavata. They come to mind nature. Madhbhava mahavata. There are two natures. Just like you can understand, you are combination of two natures. The material nature and the spiritual nature. This gross body is material nature. It is made of earth, fire, water, air, ether, and mind, intelligence, and ego. And the spiritual nature is yourself, the spirit soul, the living force, which is sustaining this material body. So both these natures, the material nature and the spiritual nature, they are different energies of God. Just like the fire has got two energies, namely the heat and light, similarly, God has got two natures. One is called material nature and the other is called spiritual nature. So, this cosmic manifestation which we experience is combination of material nature and spiritual nature. The material nature is called inferior nature, and the spiritual nature is called the superior nature. The material nature is inferior because the superior nature, living entity, controls over it. We have got experience. Just like a big machine, computer, or any other machine, it is combination of matter. But it cannot work independently until and unless there is touch of the spiritual nature a human being. This big air flesh is floating in the mechanical element. But unless there is a pylon, it cannot work. Similarly, he tried to understand that this material nature, cosmic manifestation, however wonderful it may, unless there is zero care of the Supreme Being, it is useless. So, if you have understood the difference between material nature and spiritual nature, then try to understand that as you have got experience of this material nature, there is another nature, another star, another planetary system, everything another. That is all made of spiritual nature. So that spiritual nature is described in the Bhagavad Gita. You will get information. Parastasmāt-bhāva-anyā-bhaktyā-bhaktyā-sanātana. That nature is called sanātana. Sanātana means eternal. As we have got this body, your body, my body, or anyone's body, it is temporal. Similarly, this material nature is temporal. Temporary means it has a beginning. It stays for some time. Then it transforms. Then it becomes old. And it has it. The spiritual nature, however, is different from this nature. The spiritual nature has no beginning, neither it has end. That is called sanātana, eternal. We living entities, we belong to that spiritual nature. Therefore, about us, it is described in the Bhagavad Gita, Nagyāyatrīnāṁ-yatrīvāpadāsī. The spiritual, spirit soul is never born, neither dies at its time. Nitya-sāsa-tayāna-nāham-nati-handamāni-nitya-dīrī. It is part of this time that these spiritual spark which you are there, it is nāham-nati-handamāni-nitya-dīrī. When the body is destroyed, the spiritual spark, that does not destroy, that remains eternal.
Cette étincelle est spirituelle que nous sommes, qui est dans ce cœur. Lorsque le cœur est détruit, cette étincelle spirituelle ne peut pas détruire. Donc, il est
une grâce pour comprendre. What is that spiritual nature and what is this material nature? And we have published about 80 books of 400 pages each for understanding what is this material nature and what is this spiritual nature.
Par conséquent, cela est une grande science. On pourrait comprendre à ce sujet. Nous avons à lui présenté une vingtaine de livres.
So, at the present moment, the people, the whole human society is missing this knowledge of spiritual nature. Therefore, they are attacked to this material nature, and here is a formula how we can become detached to this material nature and come to our original nature, spiritual nature.
Donc ils sont attachés à cette énergie matérielle, mais ici dans la Bhagavad Gita, on trouve une formule comment on peut se détacher de cette énergie matérielle, la détacher, la transformer.
We are traveling all over the world. But there is no university, no institution, no school, no college, where the education of spiritual nature is imparted. There is none.
Nous avons voyagé dans le monde entier, mais nous n'avons vu aucune université, aucune faculté, aucune école qui enseigne systématiquement à propos de cette énergie spirituelle.
The greatest scientist, philosopher, they see that a man, a great scientist, great philosopher, is working very nicely. But as soon as the spiritual nature is gone, this material nature body is useless.
The scientific philosopher,
the spiritual nature is gone, the corps, the spirit, and the this great knowledge is missing at the present moment in the human society.
Donc cette connaissance la plus essentielle, la plus grande, actuellement en manque.
So this Krishna consciousness movement is specifically meant for educating people about the spirit soul.
Donc ce mouvement pour la conscience de Krishna est peut-être simplement pour enseigner les gens.
It is not a sectarian religion. It is a stand. Don't take it as a type of religion. It is a course of education which is understood by the human society, not by the cats and dogs. If I call a dog, please come here, read this book, I will understand spiritual nature. It is not possible for me. But if I call a human being, and I ask him, and if he agrees to understand what is spiritual nature, it is possible. That is the difference between dog and a man. A dog cannot understand what is spiritual nature, but a man can understand. Therefore, the conclusion is, if in this human form of life, we do not take advantage of understanding what is our spiritual nature, then we are no better than God. It is an opportunity given by the nature or by God to understand this human form of life. We should not miss this opportunity. This is the consciousness movement. God is personally giving you the information. What is the material nature? What is the spiritual nature? How you can transfer yourself to the spiritual nature and then you come to your original constitutional position. Our original position is Sat-Chit-Ananda, meaning eternity, knowledge and blissful. The Supreme Being, Krishna or God, he is also Sat-Chit-Ananda Vigraha. He has his transcendental form of eternity, knowledge and peacefulness. So, the Supreme Lord, the Supreme Being, he is also Vigraha. Vigraha means form. And you are form, I am form. Similarly, God is also form, he is not formless. So, that is the second Vedic literature. Ishvara Parama Krishna Satchidananda Vigraha Anadi Dadi Govinda Sarvakarana Karana. The Supreme Being, who is called Krishna, are all attractive. He has his body of eternity, full of knowledge and blissfulness. Now, compare your this body. This body is not eternal. It is temporal. It is born at a certain date, and it will be finished at a certain date. That's why it is not eternal. Neither this body is full of knowledge, it is full of ignorance. If I ask you how many hairs you have got on your head, you do not know. Similarly, we have got this body. I am training my body, but I am not in full knowledge of my own body. And what to speak of knowing your body or another's body? Not only body, the mind, intelligence and ego. What is going on in your mind, I do not know. Neither you know what is going on in my mind. We are so ignorant. Therefore, this body is temporary and full of ignorance. And what to speak of blissfulness? It is always miserable. Because we have got this body, we suffer the pain of cold and heat. This is only one example. It is given in the Bhagavad Gita. Matra parsat sukundriya. Shitosna sukhasukhada. Shita means cold. Just like we in winter, we suffer. And our also we suffer. Both things, we suffer. So, why we suffer? Because we are body is temporary material form. And that's what Krishna says. Matra sattha sukondriya shidosna sukhudukhada avarapayana anitya dana pudikhasabharata. The idea is that we should not be disturbed by this material misery which come and go like this change of food. It is not possible. At the present moment, the whole human civilization is simply disturbed by the change of this cold and heat. All activities are there. How to stop this miserable condition of the body, which is impossible to stop? So, if he simply becomes affected by the miserable condition, because the miserable condition in the material world must be there. He cannot stop this miserable condition of material existence. It will come and go away. He will be simply disturbed. Therefore Krishna says, Vitarāva bhaya-krodha. One has to be detached from this cunning and cunning, miserable condition of material existence.
So Krishna
says, Vitarāva bhaya-krodha. And how is it possible? That is also said, Manmaya māma-pāsthita. One has to be absorbed in my thoughts and has to take my sense. The jnana means knowledge. Knowledge means one must know that I am spirit soul, part and parcel of God. Somehow or other have been entangled in this material world. So, we have to cure this disease, material disease, accepting this material form. Our real problem, which is described in Bhagavad Gita, Janamamitu Jarasayati Dukho Dhushanu Dharsana. Our real problem is that we are accepting a material body, and after some day, we are giving up the present material body, and we are accepting another material body. How we are accepting different bodies that you have got experience, just like you are, both of us, as a small dying body. That is now gone. The boy's body is now gone. The youthful body is now gone. Now I have got a different body. But I know that I have such and such body.
Nous avons une expérience pratique du fait que nous changeons de corps. Comment tous se le rappeler qu'on a eu le corps d'un bébé, qu'on a eu le corps d'un jeune adolescent. On peut voir que le corps change, mais on peut toujours se rappeler de tous ces corps précédents.
Similarly, when this body will be useless, I cannot use it. I will have to accept another one.
Carrément, quand ce corps devient inutile, en ce moment-là, je le perds. Je serai obligé de le reprendre un autre.
That we have not experienced day in day and night. When you sleep at night, although you have got this body lying on my bed, I accept another body, subtle body, and I go to another place and dream.
Nous avons une expérience de ceci, où le jour de la nuit, par exemple, la nuit, en fait, on a plus besoin de ce corps, on est vite, on travaille ailleurs,
similarly, at night when I give up that subtle body which took me far away from my bed, again I come and accept this material body and wake up. That means to leave this body and carried by this subtle body to another God. That is called birth.
La mort, que signifie-t-elle? La mort signifie de devoir quitter ce corps grossier. Avec le corps subtil, on est amené dans le prochain corps grossier.
We are carried by the mind, intelligence and ego, subtle body.
Ce corps subtil, mental, intelligence, et faux, ego matériel, nous porte dans un prochain corps grossier.
That's right. We can experience a good sense of rose power if carried by the air. We cannot see, but we know that the flavor is being carried by the air. Similarly, although you do not see how this spirit soul is being carried by this subtle body. But it is being carried and it is being put into the womb of another mother to develop another God. So this body is offered by nature. This body is given by the material nature. Similarly, we are as the spirit soul being carried by the subtle body, and the nature is giving me another gross body. In this way, we are transmigrating from one body to another. This is called evolution. And there are 8,400,000 of bodies, and we are going to one after
another.
So, this human form of body is the only chance that we can stop this transmigration of transferring ourselves from one body to another and come to our spiritual body.
So, certainly, the human is the only chance that we can stop this.
This process is described here as pura, purification, existential purification. That is called Pūpa.
Le procédé est
Just like when you are infected by some disease, you have to purify yourself of that infection and come to a normal health. Similarly, by knowledge and purificatory method, if you come to a spiritual knowledge and spiritual platform, then your life is successful. So the purificatory process, we are taking the essence of all Vedic literature, the four principles, namely, no illicit sex, no intoxication, no meat eating, and no gambling.
On commence à purifier les écritures religieuses et disent pas de distinction ici, pas de purification, pas de regardant spéculatif, et pas on est bien.
This is called tapasa. Tapasa means voluntarily accepting some incognito. That is called tapasa. Suppose I am accustomed to smoke or to drink. If I give it up, there will be sadness. This is incognito. But for the better or I have to suffer voluntarily. That is called tapasa. Nobody is that if he does not get facility for eating sex or enjoying intoxication and meat eating. Nobody is that. All the members of the Samaja society, they're good enough. But for that reason, we are not dying. It is not difficult. Simply, we have to accept in the beginning, there may be little inconvenience, but when it comes to the platform, there is no such
inconvenience.
So if we actually want to be cured from this disease condition of vegetation of birth, death, illness and disease, we have to abstain from this sinful love. So, it is not difficult, it requires little knowledge, as it is said, jnana bhakta. Little knowledge and little austerity, then you become purified, and madhama madhata, you can go to the spiritual nature, the kingdom of God. I think this process is not at all difficult, and only ladies and gentlemen who have come here will accept this process and make his life perfect. Thank you. Any
questions?
Anyone have questions?
Please. Thank you.
Jesus Christ, it is said that he made the miracle of the fish and ate. So why is it that one should not eat meat?
And Jesus Christ said, you cannot give while you are still eating.
But then why did he eat fish?
He can eat the whole world. But you cannot do that. You must follow the instructions. Thou shalt not kill. You must have discrimination. You are human being. You are not cat and dog. You must have discrimination. What to eat, what to not eat. Because we have to eat some other living entity, just not me, that I can eat my sons and daughters. Discrimination is the best part of the life. So far we are concerned, we are eating certainly vegetables, but not directly. We eat Krishna Prasad. Krishna says, Pastram Pushpam Phalam Tuyam Yumi Bhakya Pudisha. Anyone who offers me his love and affection, vegetables, grains, milk, ice. So, if there is any seed for eating vegetables, that is Krishna's food. Not our food. We take the prasad. We are teaching people to eat Krishna prasada. We are not teaching people to become vegetarian and non-vegetarian. That is not our business. After all, if we have to eat, if we eat Krishna Prasada, that is stated, Yajna Sishna Sino Santo Mudjanti Sarvapini. If you accept Prasada, which is offered to God, then you are free from all sinful desires.
How can one serve Krishna in daily life?
Yes. Krishna says, jat karoti, jat jahoti, jat asnasi, jat tapasati, kuru satarma lakpana. Krishna says, whatever you do, jat karoti. It doesn't matter what you are doing. Kuru satarma lakpana. The result is to give you. Now suppose you are watching, you are getting, say, $100. He gave it to Krishna. And that is how it
is.
The practical example is that these European American boys, they are all qualified, but they have dedicated their life to Krishna. They are working, and we are collecting also thousands and thousands of dollars daily, but we are spending for Krishna. This is the reason.
Maintenant,
You can see by their practical example, they can ask daily hundreds of dollars, but they are not demanding any very comfortable place to sit down or to lie down or to have some palatable dishes. But the Lord Krishna prasada, they are accepting and they are living in any condition. So far I am from Sanam, India. I am coming from a poor country. But they are not coming from poor country. From their childhood, they are accustomed to all comforts of life. How they have sacrificed everything for Krishna, that is practical. So the point is, when one learns how to love Krishna, how to have Krishna, immediately becomes detached from all material comforts.
Donc la conclusion, c'est que lorsque vous apprendrez conscience de Krishna, vous deviendrez détaché de cette condition.
That is explained, Vitarāva Bhayatrova, Manmaya Māmapāsa. If we accept Krishna, we are serving. We cannot do without serving, but we are serving our senses. So instead of serving our senses, we serve the senses of Krishna, that is perfection. So you learn how to have the senses of Krishna in the head. That's all. Or, any other question? Then let us chant Hare Krishna. There is one question.
This gentleman says that real wisdom is not manifested by any exterior show, and that it is interior, and the real sage cannot be seen.
Cannot be seen? Then why are taking education, taking degrees? Why you are appearing for examination in the university for degree? If you cannot be seen? If you are actually qualified in something, it must be manifested. Otherwise everyone will say that I am quite qualified, but you cannot see. How I can distinguish between the qualified and the non-qualified? The qualification must be seen. That is the conclusion. Or, John Karibus, please join me. Shall I chant? All right.